So when the guru takes the karma, sanchit karma at the time of initiation, what exactly happens? Actually, when we surrender, Krishna takes charge of the karma. But that does not necessarily mean the karma goes away.
Okay.
It is like, say, a young boy or young man has, say, broken the law.
Yeah.
You know, maybe driven while drunk or whatever.
Mm.
And they are in the police custody. And they're going to be punished over there. Maybe the police is going to beat them or whatever. Discipline them. And at that time, the parents have some influence. The parents come and they take them home. The parent is also still upset. The parent may also discipline them. And in one sense, the parent may also discipline them by beating. The police might also discipline by beating. So at external level, the beating seems the same. But one is the rule of law, the other is the rule of love. Both are meant for the same purpose, but there is a huge degree of difference. So, when we surrender to Krishna, we come in his inner circle. It's like Krishna comes to the police station and takes charge of us. But that does not necessarily mean that a devotee will not experience any problems. The problems may come, but the problems come in a context, come in a setting where we can move closer to him. We can actually attain him. So, it's not that it's more like Krishna takes charge of the karma rather than takes away the karma. And he uses the, so Krishna can take away all the karma also. But the problem with that is often, if Krishna takes away all the karma and our life becomes comfortable, we will feel, okay, why do I need to practice bhakti? I'll be happy here. Quite often it is misery that is the intensifier of spirituality. So Krishna takes charge of the karma and he lets the karma come upon us in a way that is favorable for our bhakti. So at the time of initiation, basically, it's Krishna who takes charge of our life. And one way he can do that is by eliminating all karma also. But he does whatever is the best for our spiritual growth. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.